QFC, QFC, QFC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz plus offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is connected every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to bbarc.org. That's www.bbarc.org for more information. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. None. Are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right. A couple of announcements, actually, of where we're headed this evening. I got some great information here from K6LCS, Clint, on the Fun Cube, and all the good stuff is happening up there. And also, we're going to be pulling and actually expanding on an article from the February QST on free DV. What is free DV? Well, we'll talk about that. Page 52 on the February issue of QST. All right, let's go over our roster this evening. And let's see, we'll get started up here with, I find the sheet. here we are. Okay, how about KA6CIA? George, are you out there in Lucerne Valley?
You betcha. KA6CIA. Good evening, Tom.
And good evening there, George. Glad to hear you out there. Moving on down here. Let's see. Well, I know he's out there. I'll see if he's listening. KJ6HCS Mike. I don't hear him out there. How about WA6ITC Rod?
Yeah, from Lake Williams. WA6ITC.
And good evening there, Rod. Glad to have you out there listening. How about KJ6FIL Mike in Redlands?
Good evening. I'm out there somewhere. KJ6FIL.
And good evening there, Mike. Glad to have you out there listening in. How about KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary?
This is KJ6KDK.
And KDL listening.
All right, Jim or Rosemary, glad to have you out there listening. Appreciate that. And let's move on down here to KI6IQA Kelly.
Yes, sir. Good evening, KI6IQA.
And good evening there, Kelly. Thanks for listening in from Eastern Big Bear. How about K9AOG? Let's see if Steven's out there from Long Beach. Not hearing Steven. How about K6GBL Ron Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and the net. This is Ron, K6GBL Green Valley Lake.
And good evening there, Ron. Glad to have you out there. Let's see if we can get a hold of AD6PL Harold in Riverside. Right, not hearing Harold out there. Next on my list. I know he's out there. I heard him. K6LCS Clint from Mira Loma.
Clint is approaching Harupa Valley right now. Good evening, Ned. K6LCS.
Clint, officially we saw the release, but are we going to still call it Harupa Valley or Mira Loma? What do you think?
Nobody asked me. I thought Wineville again would be cool.
Uh-oh. Okay, that brings back some terrible memories. All right, moving on down the list here. Let's see. How about KJ6PYV, Dave?
Good evening, Tom and Ed. KJ6PYV.
And good evening there, Dave. Glad to have you out there. All right, let's try K6YNW, Chris from the Lower Desert. All right, not hearing Chris out there. How about W6POO, Chip? Not hearing Chip out there. I do have one guy listening in on Echolink. If he wants to actually check in, I'll give him a shout right here. KI6ATS, Gary, would you you care to check in this evening? I guess not. All right, moving on down the list to KD6LN Bill, Boulder Bay.
Yeah, we're listening, KD6LN.
Hi, Bill, glad. And let's try and see if Shelly's out there. KJ6QYN, Shelly. All right, not hearing Shelly out there. I'm going to go ahead and move over to page two here. Let's see here. AE6CK, let's see if we got Victor.
Victor Santa Fe Springs.
And good evening there, Victor. Glad to have you out there from Santa Fe Springs. How about KA6ROD, Rod and Moonridge? Not hearing Rod out there. How about W6JET, Rob? Not hearing Rob. How about KJ6RAY, might be mobile?
Good evening, Tom and Danette. KJ6RAY.
Yeah, good evening there, Ray. Glad to have you out there. Thanks for checking in and listening with us this evening. All right, that's pretty much the list, but I got lots of others here that we've jotted down. Let's see here. Not sure we'll, he's out there. We'll try Bob, WA6MQF. Bob, are you out there? All right, no Bob out there. Let's go on to the other list here. Let's see if we can get a hold of K6DOB. Dennis, are you out there this evening? No, I don't hear Dennis. Well, let's see. We got another list here. Okay, let's see. Let's try K6LON. Let's see if Elise is out there. All right, no Elise. How about W6OXA? Omar. Don't have Omar out there. Let's see, K7SCE, is Scott out there? How about W6CYS, John? I'll bet you he's out there.
Ben, he is W6CYS. We'll just be standing by.
I'll go ahead and sit down. You don't have to stand. All right, how about KK6FJE? Let's see if we got Zach.
KK6FJE, Zach and Sugarloaf, how do y'all? And I am sitting by as well.
Hi, Zach, glad to have you out there. Appreciate you checking in. How about KK6HUB, Bob?
Hey, Tom and the group, good evening. KK6HUB, Irwin Lake.
Hey, Bob, glad to have you out there. Hey, saw your vehicle in the neck of our woods here the other day over at old Tom's house, W06B. And anyway, let's try another KK6CXF. Another Tom. All right, let's see. How about W2PFA, Art? I think it was down at Riverside. Running out of names here, and that's pretty much what I have on the backup sheet. Anybody else out there would like to check in this evening as a guest and holler out at us here for KF6Q. Please come back.
N7WNO, Mike, Victorville.
N7WNO, Mike in Victorville. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else?
John, good evening from Sun City, W6AWL. We'll talk to you later.
And good evening there, Art. Glad to have you checking in from Sun City. Good signal, by the way. Anybody else? I heard somebody out there in the noise. You want to try one more time? It was a little scratchy. Chris, got you in there. All right, K6YNW, got you logged in. Thanks, Chris. Anybody else?
KI6AAZ, Ed from Big Bear City.
All right, KI6AAC, Ed, Big Bear City. Glad to have you out there. All right, I know an Ed in Big Bear City. Napa Ed, anyway. All right, good to have you out there. Anybody else? All right, well, I think that's pretty much all the check-ins we're going to have for right now, and that's perfectly fine. Glad to have everybody out there who is with us. Well, this evening we have a great treat. Clint, K6LCS, great performer with AMSAT and all the goodies that go with that, always has great stuff for us. When we have a chance to have the pleasure of his presence here. Well, Clint, I'm going to hand that over to you if you're ready. If not, just hand it back to me. K6LCS, what's happening up there with the ham satellites?
Well, thank you. Good evening, Tom and Annette. We had some CubeSats deployed from the International Space Station early this morning. Astronaut Kyoichi Wakata, whose amateur call sign is Kilo Charlie 5 ZTA, successfully deployed the first of not 10, not 20, not 30, 33 CubeSats that are on board that were launched from the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia to the ISS in the Cygnus freighter on January 9. Break for a moment. So the deployments today were commercial birds, the first two of the Flock 1 constellation of 28 CubeSats that are made by Planet Labs. It was deployed about 31 minutes after midnight this morning, and then two more deployed at about 4:41 this morning. These are Earth Observation and Advanced Electronics Testing satellites, nothing that you and I are going to be listening to, but it's the same technology that is literally shooting these into orbit. In addition to those 28 commercial birds, there are four amateur radio CubeSats. Are you sitting down? Lithuania is in space. They'll be deployed in the next few days. Lithuania Sat 1. Then there's a second one called LitSat, L-I-T Sat 1. A third bird called ArduSat, A-R-D-U Sat 2. And UAP Sat, as well as a 950 megahertz CubeSat SkyCube. I'm grinning ear to ear knowing that Lithuania is in space. I hope you folks are enjoying this. Lithuania Sat 1 carries a 2 meter 440 FM transponder, and we believe LitSat 1 is about to carry a UHF VHF linear transponder for sideband and Morse code communications. Watch for these in the next few days, the Lithuania Sat 1 with an FM transponder, AX25, and Morse code beacon on 437.275. It's 437.275. And then LitSat with its sideband transponder and AX25. ArduSat, all data in the 430s someplace, and UAPSat is going to be a packet 2 meter up, 440 down. All this info will be available for you at amsat-uk.org, amsat-uk.org, where you'll also find information about the FunCube project. Boy, when you go to these AMSAT UK's website, they know how to throw a party. They have decoding software where you can listen to the bird and decode its telemetry. It's just an exciting 24-hour-a-day project. That is FunCube 1, from AMSAT UK. And Tom, that's about all I've got. We do still have SO50 up there. It's the finicky one. It's only 225, 250 milliwatts coming down. A little more difficult to work than AO51. Break for a sec. And you know, I'm not too proud to say I enjoy just listening to Packet. I'm decoding it, just listening to Packet from the ISS as it streaks over us several times a day. When a ship is not approaching it or leaving it, the Packet will be on. So four amateur birds, four more amateur birds up in the sky for us to monitor and play with in the next few days, as well as hams in space. It's just an exciting time to be alive, Tom. K6LCS down in Harupa Valley.
Well, Quint, thanks for all that information. And if you're not familiar with that, a Aero makes a really cool little cross-polarized hand antenna, which will hook in really neatly to a little HT. And there you go. You're pretty much set to go to monitor and actually work these satellites. For more information on that and a lot of good stuff there, Quint, you have a website for that, and could you direct everybody to that website, please?
Tom, the Aero, I like the Aero versus the Elk. I like the Aero over the Elk, but either one's about $120. You can get into the world of high gain for about $100 less. There are plans on my antennas page to make yourself a tape measure beam. Heck, a scouting club made a tape measure beam out of barbed wire and worked the ISS with it. So you don't need to spend $120 to get to the high, world of high gain. But that website happens to be worksat.com. Work, W-O-R-K, and a little hyphen, sat, S-A-T, .com. You'll find in frequency charts for SO50, frequency information for the ISS, and it'll get you up and running and working SO50 this week. And then you can use those same skills for tracking birds in the sky to monitor these other birds that are going over. And you'll graduate and then move on from lowly little FM birds to the sideband birds and the telemetry birds. But thank you, Tom. That's worksat.com, work-sat.com.
And this is KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday in the group, every Tuesday we can. Well, great. Appreciate that, Quint. And the cool thing about that is that these either homemade or purchased little handheld antennas, which, you know, you can learn all about tracking, how to track, and you won't see these birds going across the sky. It's not like looking at the ISS. Which ISS, of course, you would see sometimes at night. But with this, you're using a little 5-watt HT, probably the little 4-watt, even the Baofeng would work, and a lot of you out there have the basic radio for that. You don't need big radio gear, a lot of expensive stuff. You need your basic HT and, you know, a little programming to be done with that. But Quint has that all on his site. Great site, great information there. Quint, we always really appreciate when you can, stop by and visit with us and give us all the updates. And Quint, I'll hand it back to you one time if you want to ask for any questions. If there's anybody with any questions for Quint, please come back to Quint. This is KF6Q.
Well, thank you, Tom. At 5 watts, 5 watts? Nah, turn it down to half power. SO50 is there. It hears well. It is difficult to hear. So please work it in full duplex mode, meaning a second radio for receive. But work it so that you can hear your transmission through it. It's not easy to work bird like AO51 was with its constant carrier. But SO50 is up there. It is workable. With a handheld, don't work any of the sub-20-degree elevation passes. And work in full duplex. So with an earpiece, you can monitor your downlink as you're keying the mic. K6LCS.
Mission in 7WNO.
WNO, good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
You made reference to the CubeSats, and you kept referring to them. Are they on a very limited lifespan? Is that what I'm getting? Because it seemed like you're talking about they're only going to be worked for a few days.
The Planet Labs CubeSats are built to be a little more sturdy, and those are commercial birds that are going to last a little bit longer. But you know, the Lithuania birds, I don't remember. You know, the battery technology is such, those should be up for several months. But that's an excellent question, and the answer will be if you go to amsat-uk.org, amsat.uk.org, and there's a bunch of links to each of these projects, and you can get the expected longevity on all of them. So, yeah, it's not going to be a 10- or 15-year project, but that's a great question, W&O, and I, for myself, as soon as we hang up here, I'm going to go check it out myself. Thank you.
And 7W&O.
All right, any more questions for Clint? Please come back. Clint, I think we got everybody covered there. And like I say, really appreciate that. Very cool stuff, a lot of fun. And longevity, you never know with that. Sometimes they'll last a lot longer than what they think. Hey, look what's going up there with Mars and all the little rovers going around, way outliving their longevity there. So you just never know. Well, Clint, anything else to add? I'll hand it back to you one more time.
Now, remember, AO-16 died and then it came back for us for about a year. SO-50 has been up there for, about 20 years. So, this is exciting stuff. And those tape measure beams, they look silly, but boy, you take one of those out to a park and work a pass of something, you'll get a little audience and you'll be able to espouse the world and get them involved with amateur radio. Anyway, that's all I got, Tom. Great time. Thank you very much. K6LCS.
Oh, Clint, probably a couple of things. When back quite a few years ago when AO-51 was really zooming across the sky in full power, I did work one gentleman. You've got a QSO card from back in Tennessee, about the middle of the state. I think that was about a 10-degree pass. Just very awesome, because I think his satellite was over Texas. And another one, I didn't get to work the guy, but I heard him clear as a bell. I couldn't get the other station, our friend, nice guy, great station, down from south of the border. He was in there super strong, but he was probably the only other guy besides me out there. Here again, another 10-degree pass, working Hawaii from here. And I just couldn't quite squeeze in there, because once you make a contact like that with that bird, here again, like a 10-degree pass. So really cool. Just listening to that and hearing that, it was great, but very awesome. All right, Clint, thanks again, and we'll get back to our other topic this evening. John, W6CYS, are you still out there? Not hearing John out there. Anyway, I want to turn everybody's attention to page 52, free DV. Okay, free DV. What is free DV? Well, anyway, that's a good question. This article was written by Steve Ford. He has the column called Eclectic Technology. So he's way out there on the edge. The call sign WB8, Indio Mike Yankee. And, of course, by their call sign, they're all available through the emails through the ARRL. Anyway, this is kind of like a free software package. You can go to freedv, that's freedv.org, and do a Google on that. You'll bring up this really cool homepage. The software is free, and it's for basically a Windows PC or a Linux operated computer, either one. And basically what it's going to do is hook you up with a digital over single sideband on the HF band. Let me break. Yeah, and I'm not sure if John was out there. He's a digital kind of guy. But anyway, this is really cool. A lot of good stuff here. It's a real short article this month, but I really encourage people to look at this site if you've got your general or better license, and you're out there. This is on the 14.236 megahertz is where these people are hanging out, and really, really neat stuff. It's kind of like an open source project, pretty cool, a lot of stuff out there, and of course, it really works great. Using the digital thing, they use a quad PSK type of modulation, QPSK, and with that said, you know, that's, I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, it gets a little complicated after that, but anyway, anybody who has heard of this or has used this, please come back to KF6Q.
6CYS, you were calling me.
A couple times. And you're here.
In a room, and I kind of heard my name. By the time I got here, you were on to other things. What was it you were calling me about?
John, this is pretty cool, and it's called FreeDV for Digital Voice. And what it is HF Digital Voice for radio amateurs, free software. And have you ever heard of this or used this?
I have not. It looks very interesting, though. Just another way to go digital voice. Interesting. I'm going to have to explore this. W6CYS, back to you.
Well, anyway, the cool part is you will probably need like a $10 USB plug and, you know, a couple of different little goodies here. Very, very cheap. And of course, sound cards are super cheap. You need actually two sound cards on your computer. That's no big deal. They're also really cheap anymore, especially on the older computers. And with that said, it's pretty neat. It's all digital, and it's all in the HF band. Actually, it's all in the 20 meter at one frequency. So pretty cool. And like I say, go to his freedv.org. He's got a really cool website there. All the stuff, what it's about, why do you want to do that? It's actually because you get that, besides single sideband as the, main frequency that you're using, but it's modulated by digital. So that's pretty cool. It's another type of digital over our single sideband frequencies. He's got a whole lot of stuff on that site. Let me reset. Yeah, KF6Q, Tech 2, stay in the group every Tuesday that we can. And, pretty neat stuff here. So, they have all the codecs and everything were customized by these guys. A lot of extra links here more about this. And it's a whole other world out there. So, anyway, just thought we'd bring that up. Like I said, this is one of the many, many, many facets of ham radio. And this one here, actually, if you wanted to play around with this, you'd probably get involved with this pretty easily. Like I said, this would be for general class or above. Tech class guys, hey, go get your upgrade. And you'll be over here with this stuff. So, but you can listen. You can listen. Yeah, if you actually have one sound card, you can act as a receiver and hear this stuff. And if you just happen to tune across this, you'll hear a bunch of really weird noise. Digital stuff. Reset once here real quick. Anyway, pretty neat. And like I said, that's probably going to wrap it up for this evening with our Tech Tuesday. We will probably miss the next 2 weeks. I will be out of town. And if I can, I'll try to jump in there just for a brief moment. But I doubt that will be out off the mountain and away from radio. So we'll take a break and resume in the first week of March with Tech Tuesday. So everybody who's out there, please mark that down. We still want you back there in March. And, of course, if you always tune in here and chat amongst yourselves, that is allowed. So reset. Before I close this evening, anybody with any questions out there or comments, please come back to KF6Q Tech Tuesday and the group. All right, hearing none, I will close the net now. at QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net, and we'll be closing the net at 1900 hours and 30 minutes. That's 7:30. Glad to hear you all out there this evening. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate that. Check out that free DV. Pretty interesting. Kind of neat. A lot of ways that they have worked, thought outside the box there. See you again probably the first Tuesday in March. Everybody take care. Stay safe. And we'll return the repeater back to normal use. This is KF6Q.